great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the black water, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
This meeting is not about who caused Scott Collins to withdraw. This is a special meeting to make the council aware of the conduct of its lawyer in response to constructive criticism, and to disclose to council how I intend to go forward as to attorney communications. There's always room for improvement, and I provided feedback for that purpose. After I provided constructive criticism, city attorney's response over the next 30 hours was a series of emails and texts that are not appropriate for Milton's lawyer to send to anyone. The only contact I will have with Mr. Andrade going forward is the communication required during a Milton City meeting.
I wanted it to all be over. Secretly, I didn't. No, seriously, I did. I even put up a prayer on Facebook. Please, Lord, bless this city. Help everybody to repent and figure out their stuff and get along and work together. But no, instead, we have the airing of grievances. It was Festivus in July. And so, oh my God. It was so weird because, first of all, the other city council members were like, oh, is this why we're having a special called meeting, Casey Powell?
I have not had an issue with communication with our city attorney. Though I can say honestly, I don't communicate very much with him other than at these meetings. And I appreciate you clarifying what the meeting was about, and I'm not really sure what you're looking for in this meeting, but thank you.
Nobody did, because it's, what, the third time that Heather Lindsay, the mayor, has called the special meeting to get Alex? Canceled the first one, canceled the second one, and called this one, not now about his interactions with Scott Collins or over the negotiations or Michael Cusack, the city councilman who was supposed to liaise with him on this, but over his unprofessional communications to her and to other people over the course of, that's what this was about, is his unprofessional communications.
I was accused of multiple things, including violating the law by our city attorney. I was accused of being in conflict with the charter as far as my role. There were repeated statements and texts and emails that showed unprofessional demeanor. And I do not intend to be treated that way as the mayor.
And all I did was offer him some gentle words of correction and guidance in an email. It was not how I read that email. It was a very haughty, very critical email. And he, listen, Alex said some intemperate things. I think he did. I think a lot of people said some intemperate things over the course of the records that I have read out of the city of Milton. So he's not 100%, didn't do any, he would say that too, you know, I shouldn't have said that. And, you know, sometimes in the meetings he's, you know, getting attacked so much that he takes the bait, and that's true. But is it highly unprofessional? Well, I didn't read it that way, but it gets worse than that.
No matter what his personal feelings are about me, it's up to me while I'm in this seat to defend the seat, to defend the role. The charter has a role for the mayor, and the mayor is a part of this government. And this government is his employer. And an employer deserves to be treated with respect from its employees.
I would also say employees deserve to be treated with respect by the employer. That street goes both ways.
So because I'm not comfortable having a private meeting with Mr. Andrade.
Really?
What you needed to know as a counsel, since you employ him, is how I'm going to go forward. I will not be having conversations with Mr. Andrade. I know that when I was your city attorney and there was some incorrect assumptions about me, I respectfully asked each member to have a meeting with me and share your feedback. Tell me how I could do a better job. That's what I did.
Oh, see, oh, man, that might be kind of telling. Because the supposition by some people has been that a lot of this is motivated by her still feeling resentful and hurt over having been, you know, let go, resigned, you know, however you want to describe it, when she was, before she was mayor, as the city attorney. And then Alex was the one who was hired in. Okay. And so, you know, when she gets to complaining about how Alex isn't doing as good a job as she did as city attorney, maybe that's telling. You decide for yourself. I don't want to assume that, but that's a little hint of what I heard in that comment. But what do the other council members say? Well, we'll talk about that in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Watching a few things. One, at I-10 westbound, there's a fatality that happened this morning before the show at mile marker 11. So the inside lane is blocked. It says use caution, and it looks like it's completely stopped, man. So I'm not sure if it's just very, very slow or just very slow for that reason. Now, I-10 eastbound, same way, in that same area. So I don't know if it's just people slowing down to look, but the inside lane is blocked. Certainly, if you know different, let us know if you would. We also see an accident. This is 9 Mile and Stefani showing an accident, but it looks like that may have been cleared off to the side. And again, a traffic light issue. This is Olive and Davis, like the busiest intersection. So it says it's not functioning properly. If it's yellow, yellow has right of way. Red, you're supposed to come to a complete stop. If you're completely out, it's a four-way stop, but better be safe than to be right. So use caution there. Hopefully there'll be somebody there directing traffic and we'll get that fixed. If you see an accident or a slowdown, let us know. Text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to City Milton last night. Alex had a moment to say,
my job is to sincerely attempt to protect the city. That is my role as your city attorney. I cannot do that if information is withheld from me.
And information was clearly withheld from him repeatedly.
So long as y'all will continue to have me as your city attorney, and believe me, any one of you at any moment is welcome to make that motion. If you do not believe the services that I'm providing are adequate, you are welcome to make that motion. But so long as you expect me to serve as your attorney, I want you all to feel comfortable communicating with me. And I need you all to share information with me that is important and material to the tasks you've submitted to me. Otherwise, I cannot be expected to do my job.
That's exactly right. So Jeff Snow, city councilman, jumps in.
Alex, I appreciate you. This council's lucky to have you as a representative. This city is lucky to have you as a representative. And I'm in full support of you to continue this. This is a little witch hunt tonight. It's disgraceful by the mayor. And I hope you don't hold it against us and stay here, because you've been nothing but professional all the years you've been here. And I just want you to know that I appreciate you.
So Mike Usack, who was, again, the one to liaise with Alex on the negotiations and read off all of the, embarrassing, honestly, for him, text messages, but, you know, whatever, that's a separate issue. He says,
are you leaning forward to be recognized, sir?
Are we ready to make a motion?
If
do you want to hear public input first, or if there isn't any?
You can make a motion, sir.
I make a motion that we terminate our agreement with the city of Milton and our attorney, Alex Andrade.
Wow.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
By Marilyn Farrow, of course, the two who are always on the 6-2 votes and are aligned with, I won't say in league with because I don't know that, but aligned with often the interests of the Pitchfork Posse folks. All right, so Casey Powell.
I've got a point of order question.
Yes.
So this item was not listed as an action item on a very specific special called meeting. It was listed as discussion. And per your own words at the Saturday meeting, how is a motion for anything in order?
Yeah, how are you having a vote on something? And she says,
I actually didn't anticipate any motions to terminate the contract being in order. My purpose here, I've already stated what it is.
You really didn't believe that Mike Cusack would make this motion? This was the most predictable thing in the universe. You didn't, as a lawyer, think he would make this motion? You didn't anticipate that? I mean, that's either naive or you're not being straight with us. I don't know which, but okay. So Casey Powell.
At this point, the subject is attorney communications. Okay. Is the motion based on attorney communications, Mr. Cusack?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So
I'm happy to vote, but I just think this is ridiculous. And once again, we're in a position where we look stupid.
I agree.
And that's the plain and simple fact. We look stupid.
Absolutely.
Because you brought us here to look dumb.
No, sir, I did not.
You brought us here because you're upset between a communication that you had and you don't appreciate it when someone doesn't offer you the respect that you don't offer other people. That's honesty.
Well, that...
I agree with that assessment. And then there was a little bit of a back and forth between Mike and Alex, and Randy Jorgensen, he picked his spot really well.
Mayor, I have one comment, if I could.
He's the current city manager.
I have not been a part of this process, and that was intentional on my part. The manager works for the council. The council should make that decision. Mm-hmm. All of this conversation surrounds that process. But as it relates to the city attorney, my experience is that his communications have been clear, concise, and continuous. And I've appreciated each and every one. Thank you.
Boom. I mean, just done. Like, we should be done at this point. And I can just imagine, you know, I'm guessing that Alex probably at that moment was just a little bit like, thank you. You know, like, because, you know, that's Randy's like age, mentorship, relationship, dad a little bit. You know, just it's nice to have somebody stand up and be like, this is ridiculous, but in a very diplomatic way, says, okay. And then so we're back to the whole issue of the voting, and it's a disgrace, Roxanne Meese.
I absolutely think this is a witch hunt.
I mean, she goes on and talks about how ridiculous this is. Jeff Snow, you just want to blame Alex. Matt Jarrett says that he stands with Roxanne and Jeff and Casey.
Mr. Jarrett, did you want to say anything else, sir?
No, I stand with Jeff, Casey, and Roxanne.
Okay. Marilyn Farrow comes into Mike Cusack's defense and says, we need to talk about this.
I don't view this as a witch hunt at all. It was clear to me that there were communications going on that needed to be shared in a public setting.
I totally disagree. All of this could have just gone under the bridge. Every single part of this we could have just moved past, right? That's the way this should have worked out. So at this point, Mike Cusack is realizing he's losing this vote. At least 4-3, maybe 5-2. Gavin Hawthorne wasn't there. Not sure how Vance was going to vote. But he's definitely not winning the vote. He's got 4 against him, and at best he's got 3 on his side. So he's like, rut-row.
All right. There's apparently some misunderstanding about what the motion means. We're hearing different things about what people interpret. Did you want to clarify the motion, sir?
Correct. Let's amend the motion to the communication. This is what the purpose of the meeting is, correct, about the communication?
Yeah, you're allowed to amend your own motion. Yes,
I'm going to amend my motion I make a motion that we have deemed the city attorney's communication with staff, with the members of the council and the mayor has been inappropriate. That's my motion.
That's what you'd like to make your motion. Correct. Councilman Farrow, do you still want to second that?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Okay. So now I think we have some clarity on what's at stake or what's before you.
The other 4 city council members are laughing at how dumb this is. I want a proclamation that he was unprofessional.
All right.
So the termination
is no longer the motion.
It's off the table. And if you vote yes for this, then you whatever.
So if you vote yes,
so
you're agreeing.
What's the point of this motion?
This is ridiculous.
Well, this really is.
It's ridiculous.
So she winds up, you know, the vote happens and he loses 5-2. Now, here's where I think Mike Cusack missed his opportunity. What he could have gone for was a resolution that I would like a vote by the city council that my feelings have been hurt. And he would have gotten a 7-0. And he could have had a win for the day. So, 724 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Allow me to give you 4 get-along statements from Philippians chapter 2. Statement number 1, have the same love. The Bible tells us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. Statement number 2, obey the prohibition against strife and vainglory. Essentially, God says stop it. Statement number 3, have a humble heart. The Bible calls it lowliness of mind. Statement number four, stop looking at how to help yourself and start looking at how to help others. If you'll practice these four principles in your workplace, in your marriage, or in any human relationships, you will find them to be four very effective get-along principles.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Later at the Hall of Justice.
Oh, man. 727 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, just absolutely amazed. Candy's got traffic for you.
Watching a bad accident, there is a fatality this morning before the show started. This is on I-10 westbound at mile marker 11. Now, very slow and almost stopped in that area between 110 and Car City for that reason, because that's where the accident is. And we had somebody called because it looks like it's just blocked. And the other side looks very slow, too, eastbound. But it's because they're still trying to figure out what happened. And as I understand, there's a body in the middle of the road. That's why it's so slow. They're rerouting traffic around it. You can still go both directions, just real, real slow. I-10 westbound and then eastbound, I imagine, because of the rubbernecking maybe. But and that's in between 110 and in between the Car City exit. You also want to watch for Olive and Davis. It looks like that traffic light is still out. It says not functioning properly. Red comes to a complete stop. Yellow has right away. If it's completely out, it's a four-way stop, of course. So use caution and better be safe maybe than right. So hopefully somebody's there directing traffic soon. And if not, certainly, I don't know, just be super careful. If you see an accident or a slowdown, by all means, of course, text it in, 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Bunch of texts coming in. Dissolve Milton government, let Santa Rosa County administer this. Bunch is embarrassing. Brood of vipers. Somebody here said, having relocated to this area a couple of years ago and renting, we're getting close to making a decision where to buy a home. Unfortunately, Milton will not be given consideration for how the city is run. Too much drama and unprofessionalism. Sad, but we're not alone. And then my very favorite comment. Somebody says, since it was the airing of grievances, please let us know when the City of Milton Feats of Strength meeting is scheduled. I would love to attend.
That's so great.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Oh, my God. That's great.
That's the best.
That's from Seinfeld, if you don't know what it's from. Yeah.
The Federal Reserve wrapping up its two-day meeting today with another interest rate hike being widely expected. Last month, policymakers did not increase rates. Officials have been striving to bring inflation down to 2%. by increasing rates all year long. There's a much anticipated hearing in Congress today on UFOs. That's right. Former intelligence official David Grush testifying before the House Oversight Committee after his recent claims that the government has recovered technology of non-human origin. He'll be joined by Navy pilots who've reported unusual encounters in the sky as well.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to that. If I'm this guy, I'm 100% showing up in a 7-foot-tall green Martian suit just for fun.
Yes.
Just for the fun of it. What do you have coming up in your news next, David?
Well, a local apartment complex getting several code violations. We'll have more after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The president's son, Hunter Biden's in court in Delaware today asking a judge to approve his plea deal on misdemeanor tax charges. The legal team is in trouble with that judge.
Federal Judge Mary Ellen Noriega charges a member of Biden's legal team misrepresented her identity in a phone call to court officials, suggesting she was working for a Republican lawyer and asking that a friend of the court brief be removed from the court's docket.
Fox's Jack Callahan's attorneys say there was a misunderstanding, not intentional misrepresentation. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is back before the House Judiciary Committee this morning.
Some Republicans say they've had enough and want Mayorkas gone, accusing him of perjuring himself, deceiving the public, and creating the conditions for what they say is the disaster on the southern border.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Washington. There's also a House hearing about UFOs this morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3/76 right now. Partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. The Johnson Lakes apartment complex in Escambia County has been cited for 5 major code violations, including rats and vermin, debris and trash, and not having working air conditioning in several of their units.
91 degrees as we speak on the thermostat. Died of heat stroke. He was 11 years old. His name was Coco. I haven't had air conditioning in 4 months.
And that resident, of course, telling Channel 3 her dog had recently passed away. She suspects that's because of those hot temperatures in her apartment. The Escambia-Pensacola Human Relations Commission says they've documented about 20 complaints from people at the complex. A Pensacola woman that was arrested after a fatal crash in Milton last year now facing homicide charges. 19-year-old Elizabeth Bradbury faces charges of negligent manslaughter and aggravated fleeing and eluding, resulting in death. Prosecutors say Bradbury was driving a stolen vehicle that crashed into a sedan while running from deputies. Now, that crash caused the death of a 73-year-old woman and seriously hurt a 16-year-old. Bradbury being held without bond. The city of Milton holding a special meeting yesterday, airing their grievances against city attorney Alex Andrade.
There's always room for improvement, and I provided feedback for that purpose. After I provided constructive criticism, city attorney's response over the next 30 hours was a series of emails and texts that are not appropriate for Milton's lawyer to send to anyone.
Milton Mayor Heather Lindsay, who said she would no longer communicate with Andrade except at official council meetings, the meeting largely focusing on communications between Andrade, Councilman Mike Cusack, and former candidate for the city manager job, Scott Collins. In the end, a motion being made, first to fire Andrade as the city attorney, then amended to officially deem communications between Andrade, the council, and the mayor as inappropriate. That motion failing on a 2-5 vote, with council members Marilyn Farrow and Mike Cusack voting for it. Other council members calling the meeting and the motion ridiculous. And police in Atmore investigating after a fatal shooting yesterday. They were called to Brooks Lane for a traffic crash about 5 o'clock. They say when an officer arrived, they found the driver had gunshot wounds, the victim taken to the hospital where he died. Investigators still working to identify the victim's family and identify a suspect in that case. The city of Pensacola doing away with their mandatory curbside recycling program. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city was recently notified their fees would be increased by ECUA to continue the program. He says that and the reality that a lot of residents really just treat that recycling can like an extra garbage can are the reasons why.
Certainly was well intended with what is put in place, but the reality is, as Bruce Woody or ECUA will tell you, about 50% of what goes into a recycling can in the city of Pensacola is contaminated. It's not recyclable at all.
And ECUA's recycling fees had been ranging for the city between $15 and $45 per ton, and that was based on how contaminated the recycling load was. Moving forward, ECUA was planning to charge $60 per ton. 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Looks like the light at Olive and Davis is back to normal, so that's good. It's working as it should, so good. It's like such a busy intersection, man. Now, we are seeing a problem. It looks like, again, I-10 westbound at mile marker 11, and this happened again before the show started, a fatality this morning, a traffic fatality. It looks like the inside lane is blocked, so use caution. And we've had, because it looks like it stopped between 110 and the Car City exit on I-10 eastbound and westbound, and I think that's because of the fatality. They're just kind of moving people around. You can still get through those areas, just real, real slow this morning. And someone called and said that it looks like this something is still in the road. So caution there, caution wherever you are, as you know. If you see an accident or a slowdown or traffic tip, text 437-1620 if you would. Stay tuned as we interview Mayor D.C. Reeves coming up next. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now look at our weather forecast today. We are looking for a high in the mid-90s this afternoon, and the heat index value could be up into the triple digits again today, of course, low down into the mid-70s tonight. Going to be a whole lot more of the same through the rest of the week, low rain chances, and then the first chance of or high rain chance is going to be coming up this coming Sunday. Right now, we've got 76 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and it's 73 right now in Milton. And our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. FedEx pilots have rejected a tentative contract deal with a parcel delivery firm, and the two sides will reopen negotiations, likely under the supervision of the National Mediation Board. The Airline Pilots Association did not detail the reasons why members voted 57-43% to reject the deal. FedEx said it was disappointed in the pilot union's vote, adding it would have no impact on its service. The tentative FedEx deal includes a 30% pay increase and a 30% increase in the pilots' legacy pensions. Meyer Burger, a Swiss maker of solar cells and modules, will locate a new manufacturing plant in Colorado Springs as it boosts its U.S. presence. The new plant is expected to bring up to 380, paying an average annual wage of $77,800, which is nearly 130% of the average annual wage in El Paso County. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open. That's Your Money Now.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That throwback contemporary Christian music can only mean one thing. DC Talk means it's time to talk with DC Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola. Mr. Reeves, Mayor Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
I answered to both. Thank you for having me.
I answered to both. I love that. We had a pretty long talk with Bruce Woody earlier this hour. Of course, you made the announcement yesterday that the city of Pensacola is going to basically stop doing curbside recycling until you can figure out a productive, effective, cost-effective alternative way to do it that actually does recycling. That's the gist of it, right?
Absolutely. And this was a conversation that we had started to float around even when the cost to bring recycling to the MRF was $35 a ton and the landfill was $45. And then now it's going to go to $60, potentially $75, plus a $250 fine if it's too contaminated. So it becomes a financial issue just primarily. I mean, that we would have to raise all ratepayers just to be able to continue, in my mind, to ineffectively recycle. And
yeah.
And that's not ECUA's fault. That's not that it's when you tell people that here's a second can, you can choose whether you want to efficiently recycle or not. The people who don't care to do it, it's going to become a second trash can. And that's why more and more cities are moving away from this model, that you don't just make everybody recycle and hope that they do it. And then if you get even further into the issue, it's the people that are recycling sometimes unintentionally are contaminating. Sometimes there's things that I believe Christian Wagley told me about the term wish cycling, you know, that
yeah.
You put a big piece of scrap metal in the recycling, hoping that it's going to be recycled, even though it can't be. And so it's just time to hit the reset button here. And let's figure out if we care about the environment and many people in this community, including myself, do. Let's have it the most effective way possible to make sure that we're doing so. Let's not just out of just the pure, you know, feeling good at the curb when we put something in and then that's not the impact is not happening. And certainly when it's going to be an additional cost. So what do we want to do? We want to set the value of living in the city, and twice a week garbage pickup, I think, sets a lot of value of living in the city. We all know, whether it's large families or, you know, even if you live by yourself and you have a few people over on the weekend, we know the value of not having a single garbage pickup and having trash sit in there for 5 and 6 days. So, you know, I think that's just going to be one more reason that maybe a little one, but one more reason that we might have people want to live inside the city limits and be able and pay a little bit more city tax. So, I'm looking forward to this, and I look forward to working with ECUA on what the next chapter of recycling in the city is. And so we'll continue to work with Bruce and his team. And we're going to come up with some solutions here, you know, in the coming months.
And listen, I think from a how can we get there from here perspective, having a hard reset, basically, where you just stop doing recycling for a period of time, maybe 6 months, and completely break with the past and then come back with maybe smaller cans that you pay for, that people start to pay for, that then only those people would want to do it. You know, that may be the only feasible way to get it to work. I will tell you something, I assume you've thought about this, but just, you know, because I bet you're going to get some of these comments, and if you don't, it's going on under the surface, is people are going to be some combination of resentful, angry, sad, depressed, because they will feel like they've lost their opportunity to do the good thing they like to do in recycling. And every time they have to throw a plastic milk container or, you know, cardboard in the trash, they're going to be like, you know, like, so just be aware that's what you're choosing.
Sure.
And that's, you know, I mean, I don't disagree with your decision. I'm just, you know, kind of maybe to be aware about that. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
The other thing I was going to ask you about is, and you said something interesting yesterday that piggybacks on a text that I had gotten from somebody wanting me to ask you about it. You said 90%-ish of the complaint emails or just emails that you get are about parking. Somebody texted me and said, the parking downtown is terrible. It's like living with the Nazis. I've complained about it. I just don't know what to do. It's too complicated for the seniors. I went to the tax office. I put in my card and tag number. The machine said you have 33 minutes, so I pulled out my card and went and did it in under 30 minutes. Got a ticket. They said 30 minutes were after I had bought 10 minutes. It's 10 bucks. It's crazy. And just, I know that's just like one little example, but you know that sense from people, and you said it yesterday, people get a boot and it's devastating for the reputation of the city, even though that's not your fault. That's a red lot issue, right?
Exactly. And when someone says they got charged $10, I already know it's a red lot issue because we charge 50 cents an hour first 30 minutes free in city lot. So
well, that's what he was
hours,
saying,
they,
by the way, that's what he was saying was that the first 30 minutes weren't free until after you bought an hour or something. And it just, but go ahead.
I see. Well, anyway, point is, look, and what I mean more specifically in that comment yesterday was 90% of my parking complaints, which is, so it's probably not 90% of all my complaints. What I meant to
say
was,
okay, thank you for clarifying.
Parking, 90% of them are with red lots.
Yeah.
And again, the red lots premium has no ability to enforce you to pay a ticket except for a boot. They can send you as many letters as they want, all of that, but they have no enforceability like the city does. And so what we need to accept, and even conversations I've had in passing with people that I know own private lots, is I say, guys, it doesn't really matter, you know, what your goals are, what our goals are. If we continue on this trajectory, we will erode the downtown experience. And it's especially helpless in my case because of how much pain is felt in these lots of which we have no control, you know? And so, I mean, imagine, again, you know, no one needs to feel sorry for me, but put yourself in my position when you get those emails.
Yeah.
And my daughter got booted and she was stuck there at night and those kinds of things. Like, I have a daughter. I don't want that for anybody, but it's also, you know, and I hate writing back. Well, sorry, did you call the lot owner? You know, I mean, because people look to you, they look to the city to solve this problem. And of course they presume that we are the czar of every one of these spaces, and we just absolutely aren't. And so, you know, I'm kind of just done accepting this idea. That's why we're bringing out a parking consultant. We're going to try to modernize what happens here, both within our lots and have better communication with private lots and try to absolve us of booting and all these other things. And because I just can't sit idly by anymore, despite the fact that it's much of this is out of my control. We got to do something.
Yeah, and no, so I agree. And that sense that it's harming the brand, and the businesses need to understand that. And look, I get three kinds of comments on the parking situation downtown. The one that I get the most is, we used to go downtown and we don't anymore because the parking is such a pain. The one I get is, we still go downtown in spite of how much of a pain the parking is. And the third comment is, we go downtown because the parking is amazing. That's a lie. I only get two kinds of comments. DC, hang on for just a second. We got other stuff to talk about. Candy, let's get her in here with traffic on the fives.
The accident on I-10 westbound, and this is right near the Carr City exit, fatality. So very, very slow, like it's crawling as people are making their way around, and it's crawling from the I-110 turnoff onto I-10 westbound to the Carr City exit, which again is about where that accident happened. Very slow eastbound too, as people I'm imagining look over in that direction, but that's the only slowdowns we're seeing. If you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Hey, just a quick question, Mayor Reeves, on the trash pickup. Somebody texted and said, can you ask the mayor if our rates will be reduced? I'm a senior, single at home, retired. It's too much to pay. Did you guys look at the possibility of having a reduced service, like a once a week, for people who don't need it that much to offset for, you know, people who don't need it? Is that a feasible alternative?
Possibly. We'll look into that. You know, one of our issues is critical mass, right? And,
yeah.
And so I mentioned that in the press. If we, let's say we were to do the opposite, we said you could pay a fee to have curbside recycling, which will ensure that if you're paying that fee, you actually want to recycle.
Yep.
Well, even that's a third loop with staffing, with trucks and all that. So anytime you go outside of a full loop of the city, so to speak, it becomes pretty cost heavy, you know? But certainly we can look into that.
Okay.
You know,
yeah. And I mean, if you're doing a loop and a half, I can see that. If you're doing a 1.95, maybe it's more feasible. That makes sense. Hey, totally different subject. Yeah. This, was it Damien's Lemonade? You and I talked last week about this proposal to turn the defunct gas station on Cervantes and Balin into this ice creamy type shop. And it turns out he's going to bring back Damien's Lemonade. And people are thrilled about this.
Yeah.
Other than FDOT. FDOT's got this rule in there that you can't have entrances into your parking lot within 145, I think it is, feet of a light. Of course, he's right up next to the light. And he says they're pressuring him to close one, possibly both of those. And he's right, man. I drive down Cervantes. Tops, for example, is the exact same setup. No problem. Is there anything the city can do to protect him from FDOT bullying him into losing business this way? I mean, that's how I see it.
Well, here's what I'd say from our side of it. The value case is this, regardless of a use. If we have someone that's going to better a property that's been blighted for that long, I used to live two blocks away from there. And I've heard from a dog park to a hair salon to, I mean, so many failed attempts at trying to get this thing up and running, because it's a difficult piece. It's a former auto repair shop. It's on a very steep incline. The parking's a little tough. So what I would say is our interest is getting something that out of blight. And so whether, you know, and extra credit that it's Damien's at Easton Civic Center all the time. But nonetheless, you know, what can we do to because the argument is if we can't accommodate this, and this is going to be a barrier, how many more years is this going to be a barrier for us?
Right. Who's ever going to be able to make something out of that
absolutely.
Space?
Yeah. I mean, we can. Exactly. So, I mean, we've had a great relationship with FDOT. They've been very helpful to us from the airport terminal to just working with us on different issues. We're looking at potential SunTrail funding to get a mixed use path along Bayfront Parkway all the way to 3 Mile Bridge. I mean, significant things that they're working with us on. So that I don't see any issue with us, you know, reaching out to them. And in this particular case, really less about the specific user, but just more about the property being in blight, and you know, how can we best meet in the middle here to make sure that we can get this thing up for the neighborhood and for the community.
Yeah, no, and look, I understand their rules too. I understand what they're trying to accomplish, but man, it just seems like we have so many properties that look exactly like that down Cervantes, and the fact that it's, you know, the light came after the property was developed this way, and I can't imagine buying a property like that and then discovering the curb cuts you assumed you could use, you maybe shouldn't be able to use. All right, the lightning round, we always like to ask you some quick questions at the end. All right, this is a brain twister, but you ready? It's more complicated than it seems. How many holes are in a straw?
Probably not. Okay.
How many?
Two.
All right. Well, you think about it a little bit. there's a conversation.
Yeah.
That's what Candy said at first, and then she was angry at me. What athlete, you'll like this one, what athlete captivated you back in the day?
Oh, I mean, definitely Michael Jordan, big basketball player growing up. I mean, he was the best, still better than LeBron, for the record.
All right. Any second, because I know you're a big sports guy. Any second one? Because I think he's the iconic first answer for so many people. Any second athlete?
Yeah. I would say my favorite that isn't the A-list of that would be David Robinson. For the Spurs. I was a big Spurs fan growing up.
All right. Yeah.
Went to the Navy. And yeah. So, that David Robinson, I would say, would be like outside the icons.
Okay. Basically. No, very good. And then last thing is, are you a hand fidgeter? And if so, do you have an object you fidget with?
I would say on the average, on the scale of fidgeting, you know what I have a lot of is those challenge coins I get now.
Oh,
a lot
yeah.
of people different in the military or Congress or whatever. That has become my mayor's office, makeshift fidgeter.
All right. Do you flip them on your fingers? You flip them, you hold them. What's your method?
Yeah, kind of a hold top and bottom and twist it around.
Okay.
All right.
Flip it around between your fingers. I see what you're doing.
I don't have all the skill, you know, that Andrew has.
You're not full Val Kilmer just yet.
Or do something, you know.
Nice. Yeah. Mayor D.C. Reeves, always a pleasure, sir. Thanks so much for the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. 752 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Run away! Run away! Run away!
Got no reason for the things I fear, the things that plague me when I see and hear.
dime's a nickel and a nickel's none. I'll throw myself into the Sunday sun.
Good morning, 7:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us on this bright and sunny Wednesday. If you are thinking about selling a home, Christina Leavenworth, look, you want to get somebody who, I mean, this is going to sound a little bit weird, but when you're hiring for professional services, you want somebody who's kind of a geek about it. You want somebody who nerds out, who really gets into it and gets into the details and is obsessive about it a little bit. And she is. In fact, I was listening to her talk on Pep Talk with Tammy Martin last week, and she said that. She's like, man, I love talking about real estate, and I just get into all of it. And the more I know, the more interesting it is to me, and I just love it. And it's great to help people and give them answers that they can understand. And, you know, that just is. That's who you want. And the other thing is, she said, people sometimes feel like they're afraid to call me because they don't want to impose. You know, I sold, you know, over 230 homes last year, and they think, oh, I don't want to bother her. I'm not sure I want to sell. No. Bother me, she says. It's fine. It's not a bother. She loves talking to people and meeting people. And look, you don't wind up being a customer. Fine. No problem. Maybe you wind up doing something with her in 3 or 4 years. Maybe you don't. It doesn't matter. Maybe you refer a friend to her. Maybe you don't. It doesn't matter. She says, it's fine. Call. No problem. I love talking to people. Please don't feel like you're imposing. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. Candy's got traffic on the five.
She is great. I-10 westbound at mile marker 11 showing a fatality. Now, this happened before the show started, and so they have been just mapping that area, I guess. This is I-10 westbound and still slow and still a crawl, as I understand, just from 110. As you're getting onto 110, maybe headed toward the Car City exit, it is moving. It's just moving real slow. Now, eastbound is backed up, too, and it's backed up, my goodness, almost to the Pine Forest exit. That's I-10 eastbound. I'm not showing an accident, but golly, it sure does look like one. Very, very slow moving on I-10 eastbound and westbound, both starting at the Car City exit and back. So use caution there. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Hunter Biden is due to appear in federal court in Delaware today. He's expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax crimes. He'll also have his initial court hearing on a felony gun charge. Apparently, scammers are cashing in on the Barbie craze, Andrew. Cyber criminals have been taking advantage of the hype to launch a wave of online malware to deceive customers and steal their information. Software security firm McAfee claiming to have documented now 100 new instances of malware with Barbie-related file names.
Bizarre. Okay. All right. Thanks for the warning. 757 News Radio 923. Got a couple of texts. I want to read these for you after our conversation with Mayor Reeves. Somebody here says, we never visit downtown anymore. We drive to Fairhope. No homeless and free parking. It's kind of a shame. Yeah, that really is. I'm sorry. That sucks for you and for us. The city and the CRA owns his goat rodeo downtown, somebody here says. Somebody says, I personally refuse to pay to recycle. I'll give my stuff to a business that recycles, but I'm not paying them to recycle to have them make money on what I have to give them. In Gulf Breeze, we have Waste Pro. I get a gray can for trash and a brown can for yard waste. Yard waste is picked up on Thursday and trash picked up on Friday. If I fill the gray can first and when it's full, I start putting it in the brown can and put both out on Friday for pickup. Oh, the color scheme is crazy to me, too. You know, I've seen some of these, like, I've seen yards in, like, the Milton area or in Gulf Breeze where there's, like, four different cans. It's bizarre to me to make it that complicated. But, okay, let's see. Somebody here says, that's a lot of money on the issue of, you know, paying so much for twice a week. The county only does it once a week. That's true. You only get once a week pickup in the county, and I think that's fine. I don't understand the allure of twice a week. It just, and we have three boys. I mean, it's not like we don't make trash. I just, you know, it seems like a lot. Somebody here says, let's see, recycling. The city has not given a choice to recycle. When they instituted it, you got a can. Now they aren't giving a choice to not recycle. Why won't they give recycling cans only to those that want to recycle and then charge accordingly? I think that will be the plan eventually. That's what he's going to do eventually. Those who don't receive a recycle can and aren't charged. Then there isn't confusion. Which garbage goes where? Separate the dummy from the green one. So very good. Let's see. Somebody here says, talking about the straw. There's two holes, two entrances. The straw is one hole. Wouldn't that mean that our bodies have just the one? Well, I mean, our bodies have multiple, but we don't need to get into all that. 7:59 here on News Radio. That's right. 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? We have talked so much about the, obviously, Milton today. I've been trying to get past it. I've been trying to be like, we don't have to deal with it tomorrow. Bo Bergdahl's sentence is getting thrown out by a judge. Because of the judge that was on the case was going to be up for a subsequent appointment, and so the allegation of political pressure And so his case has gotten thrown out. And he might even be reinstated to rank, maybe. My goodness.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.